Yeah. What would you say to describe the quantity? You'd say he had a...
Well, if I knew how many, I would refer to the amount. Mm-hmm. And then I'd ask him, how many boys, how many girls? Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'd use head. Mm-hmm. How many heads in your family?
Would you ever say a passel of children?
Well, not. Don't believe I would.
I've heard my daddy and granddaddy say it.
Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Refer to the heads?
No, a passel of children.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've heard of that word used.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you pick corn, what do you call that green covering that you take off the ears?
The shuck.
The shuck. Mm-hmm. What about the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? What do you call that?
Roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of mutton corn?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Well, it's just a smaller corn instead of an old veal corn or something. Mm-hmm. Like the popcorn. Mm-hmm. It's old, the same, I mean corn, but it's smaller grains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the mutton corn, as I've heard it, is a kind of a small grain.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
I call it the tassel. A lot of folks call it tassel, but I call it tassel.
Uh-huh. What about that stringy stuff that you have to brush off?
That's a silk.
The silk. Mm-hmm. What about this large, round fruit that grows on the ground? You can make a pie out of it for Thanksgiving. People make jack-o'-lanterns out of it.
Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Either you can call it an upper ground potato.
Is that right? I never heard it called that.
I've got pumpkins now, two of them in my house drying them.
Mm-hmm.
But the niggers called it up ground potato.
Is that right?
And it ain't a damn thing but a pumpkin, and some folks call them, what do they call them, a kershaws? Pumpkin.
There is a kershaw, but it's different from the pumpkins that you had called.
I know it, but it's same in the same family.
Same family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call another type of vegetable that's yellow colored? Some of them have kind of crook necks, you know?
Squash.
Yeah.
And they're good to eat. Mm-hmm. If they cook right.
What about different kinds of melons that you raise?
Watermelons and the cantaloupe, mushmelons, quail melons.
Mm-hmm.
Is about all that's grown around here.
Mm-hmm. What about, do these watermelons have different colored meats?
Mm-hmm. Yellow meat and the red meat.
Is there any way to tell what color meat it is without cutting it?
Well, I believe there is, but I wouldn't guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow meat is a kind of a streaked
mm-hmm.
on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the red meat, some of them is what's called the rattlesnakes, and some of them is green, and some of them ain't as green.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a yellow meat that didn't have a lighter color on the outside.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these things that might grow on the ground, or that might grow on stumps or fallen logs? They're kind of shaped like an umbrella.
Mushroom?
Yeah. Are those things edible?
But now I don't know where this type is grown here in Bullock County or around here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're, and they tell me that I've been told now, they make medicine out of them. They say they're